Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Suter reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Walesa, who tags Weatherly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett bunts towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Wolf covering. Safe. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux bunts towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. one out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Denning moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Walesa, who tags Mack trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Denning scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a line drive into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fleming is hit by the pitch. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-2 in the game. Denning hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mac scores. There goes Bagby trying to get to second. Krivic throws the ball into Suter, who tags Bagby for the out. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Castiglia pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tex Shirley now pitching. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-3 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.